Josh Haston here, Israel Uncensored, on the Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com. Thanks so much for joining us. It is the 7th of November, 2016. The United States getting ready to go to the polls tomorrow in perhaps one of the most divisive elections and campaigns of all time. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton set to square off tomorrow. And I know I said I wasn't going to talk about this a lot, the Trump and Clinton campaigns of the U.S. elections. We're here in Israel, but I changed my mind here just heading to the election. And for one reason, one major reason, that is, the Trump team released a statement this past week, a joint statement from Jason Dov Greenblatt and David Friedman, the co-chairman of the Israel Advisory Committee to Donald J. Trump. They released a 16-point statement on what they say are Trump's positions on Israel. And I'm not going to read all of them here. It's a lengthy four-page document stressing the unbreakable bond between the U.S. and Israel based on values of democracy, freedom of speech, respect for minorities, cherishing life, the opportunity for all citizens to pursue their dreams. Israel's the state of the Jewish people who have lived in the land for 3,500 years. On and on. And I mean, the statements here are amazing. I mean, this is really Donald Trump's positions on Israel. And again, candidates sometimes waver once they're actually in the hot seat. But if these are the advisors and if these are the actual positions of Trump, then I would say that tomorrow's vote, if Israel is your top priority, if you're a U.S. citizen and you care about the state of Israel, I would say it's pretty clear who you should vote for. In my situation, because of the relationship that I have being from the state of Indiana with the governor, Mike Pence, as his running mate, for me, it's a no-brainer, especially because Pence is on the ticket. But what I decided to do for today's show is I decided to go into the streets of Jerusalem and get the take of the Israelis here in this city. Perhaps we'll run into some American citizens as well to see if they voted or who they support. But let's try to see what the Israeli people, the Israeli general public, this obviously is not a scientific poll of any kind. Let's see what the people of Israel hear, who they think is the best choice in tomorrow's election, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. So here we have the people here in the area called Mamila, near the old city of Jerusalem, walking the streets. Let's hear what they have to say on tomorrow's U.S. elections. So I'm here in the Mamila Mall getting people's opinions on the upcoming U.S. election and what they think it'll mean to Israel. So I'm here with Ellie. Ellie, what do you think about the elections and who do you think is best for Israel?
Well, I think the season finale of America is going to be great, for those who get the joke. I think that Hillary would be a lot more disastrous than Trump due to her fascist tendencies and her lack of understanding of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, whereas Trump's bullish way of approaching things would be better suited to the situation here.
Yeah. And you live here in Israel, yes? You're a student?
I do.
Okay, there you have Ellie from originally?
South Africa.
South Africa, now in Israel. Thanks very much.
See you.
Have a good day. Netanya.
So now I'm here with Philip, who made Aliyah from France. He lives in Netanya. Philip, who's better for Israel, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
I prefer Clinton.
Yeah, why is that?
Because Trump, I think so, is very dangerous for me.
In what way? How is he dangerous?
Dangerous for the politic and for the personage.
And how's your Aliyah been so far?
Aliyah for 6 months.
And how is it? How's it going?
I come to Netanya.
You like it?
Yes, yes, of course, of course, of course.
Okay, thank you so much. There's a vote for Clinton. Thank you.
Toda.
Okay, we're here with Jane from
Pennsylvania.
And she's here on a tour of Israel?
That's correct.
And how are you enjoying yourself here in Israel?
Love it here. It's beautiful. I'm very surprised at how modern it is.
First time here?
And that's the first time here, and I think I'd like to come back.
That's great. Tuesday is the election, as we know. Who's best for Israel, Trump or Clinton?
I think Trump would be better for Israel. It'll have its back. I believe that fully.
Yeah, and is this your son, your brother, your grandson? And do you agree?
Oh, I disagree.
You think Clinton is better. Why?
Trump might be better for Israel, but I'm more of a Clinton supporter in general.
Fair enough. Welcome to Israel. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So give us your name and tell me, Trump or Clinton and why for Israel? Who's better for Israel and why?
I think, I'm not really sure, but I think Hillary will be better for Israel because I think she has a lot of experience and she's sane. And I think that Trump cannot be trusted. And we don't know what he's going to do. And I think he's a lunatic. And whoever votes for him is just an idiot. So.
And yourself? Sir, give me your name first.
My name is Mark, and I'm voting for Hillary. Actually, I already voted for Hillary. And I think anyone that votes for Trump is not even being logical or sensical because he's erratic, he's illogical, and I wouldn't trust him with any foreign matters.
So Clinton is better for Israel, in your opinion?
Yes.
You agree? Clinton better for Israel?
I agree. Anything would be better than Trump.
Anything better. And your first name?
Elena.
Elena, thanks so much for your time.
Bye.
Take care.
And here is Yaakov, originally from Denver, Colorado, now living where? Here in Israel?
In Israel, yes.
Who's better for Israel, Clinton or Trump?
They're both disastrous.
Why?
For everything. Because they're two really low-end people that you can't predict.
I'm not going to ask who you voted for, but did you vote?
No, I didn't. I have nobody to vote for.
Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
So here's Johnny on the streets of Mamila. He doesn't want to talk about Trump or Clinton, but he has something to say about Mike Pence, Donald Trump's running mate. What do you have to say, Johnny?
Mike Pence is a great supporter of Israel.
Yeah, you like Pence?
He's a great supporter of Israel.
He's the man. Okay, thanks. Fair enough. He doesn't want to comment on Trump or Clinton, but there you have a vote for Pence. And my listeners know that Pence is a friend, so I can understand where Johnny's coming from. Johnny, thanks so much.
Go Colts.
Thanks. Here's Moshe from Rishon LeZion and his opinion. Who's better for Israel, Trump or Clinton, and why? Lama.
Trump, because he loves Israel.
You believe he loves Israel?
Yeah.
And Clinton doesn't?
Clinton doesn't. The first visit she made as a foreign secretary was to Gaza and then to Israel. And I remember it.
Good point. Thank you so much, Moshe, for Rishon. Have a great day here in Jerusalem.
Thank you.
And here we are with?
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah, Trump or Clinton? Who's better for Israel?
Unfortunately, I believe Trump is better for Israel.
Why is that?
I don't know that I have a basis for that question. I just think that Clinton is bad for Israel.
And you live here in Israel, right?
Yes, I do.
Here in Jerusalem?
In Jerusalem.
And you made Aliyah, the whole thing?
Just this year I made Aliyah.
Mazal tov. How's Aliyah going for you?
It's been fantastic. This country is amazing.
That's amazing to hear. So back to the original question. Trump. Oh, what you do for a living? You can share. Your friend wants you to share what you do for a living.
I'm a makeup artist.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much for your time.
Have a good day.
And welcome home to Israel.
Thank you.
And we have two Gush Etzion Israel residents here, Israelis. What are your names, your first names?
Natan.
And?
Nofet.
And who is better, do you believe, for Israel in the elections, the American elections coming up here tomorrow? Who's better?
I think Clinton.
Clinton, why?
Because it's stable for the economy, for the global economy, I think. Trump can make a lot of mess.
And specifically here for Israel, you're staying with Clinton?
I think the global economy also very, very critic to Israel.
And do you agree?
No, I think...
You're allowed to disagree. This is your husband?
Yes.
You're allowed to disagree with your husband.
I think Trump, because she's very... she is...
She, Clinton, is... She's very...
She's democratic. And for Israel, it's better a Republican.
So where you have an internal husband-wife spat, are you going to be able to get over this?
My wife just don't understand this so much.
Oh, she's taking offense to that. But she said Donald Trump, you say Clinton?
No, I think that... I don't know about economy, but when you have a Republican, he's much more right-winged. And for us, it's better. He's more, how do you say, Shamran? You know... He might be a racist, but for us, it's good.
Okay. All right. I don't know if that's the exact definition of Shamran, but I'll have to look that one up. But thank you for your time. You guys can work out your Trump-Clinton issues at home, but I appreciate your time. Thank you.
I'm not American, so...
I want Israelis.
Don't make any harm for anyone. So.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
And here we have Nisim from Yeshuv Alon. Nisim, who's better for Israel, Trump or Clinton, and why?
I think Clinton, because the Clinton love Israel, know Israel, better for Trump. And I hope Clinton is take.
And you think she's the real deal for Israel?
Yes.
Okay, Nisim from Alon. Alon is where? Right outside near Malema Adumim, Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
Adumim.
Very nice. Thank you so much for your time today.
Have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye. See you.
No problem. I'll walk with you. And I'm here walking in Mamila, again asking people what they think or who's best for Israel, Trump or Clinton. And I just ran into our good friend, Yehuda HaKohen. Yehuda HaKohen, who's better for Israel, Trump or Clinton?
Freedom. The conversation over who's better for Israel, Trump or Clinton, is a distraction from the real issue. The real issue is we need independence to the point that no matter who's in the White House, we will have a healthy relationship because we're not dependent economically, we're not dependent militarily, and we're not dependent diplomatically. We're an independent country. They could be an independent country. We could choose to be friends. But who sits in the White House does not affect us.
Thanks very much. Our good friend Yehuda HaKohen and his opinion on who's better for Israel, Trump or Clinton. And here we have Shosh from Tel Aviv. Shosh, tell me, who's better for Israel, Trump or Clinton?
I think Trump.
Why is that?
Because I remember that Clinton, when she was in Israel, she was a few years ago, she was pro-Palestinian. I can't forget what she said.
I think you're the second person who said that here today. And here one of your friends is also saying Trump.
Trump, of course.
What's your name?
Dov.
Dov, this is her husband, yes?
Yes.
Why?
How come Trump?
He's better for Israel.
In what way?
Each way. Every way. She's anti-Semite. And he's a pro-Semite.
There you have it. Two Tel Avivians who are here with friends from abroad visiting in Mamila. And they think that Trump is better for Israel. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And here we're again in Mamila. Aaron from Jerusalem. Who do you think is better for Israel? Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and why?
Trump, and I think so because he loves more the Israelis, he supports the Jewish people, and he's not like Clinton that tries all the time to help the Arabs all the time.
So if you were, I see, you don't have American citizenship.
My mom voted for Trump.
She voted for Trump. From what state, can I ask?
Brooklyn.
Oh, she's from New York. Okay, so that's a state that usually goes to Clinton, or Democrats rather, but maybe her vote will make a difference in this election?
Maybe. Let's see.
Thanks so much for your time.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And we're with Dougie here, walking the streets of Mamila towards the old city in the direction. Dougie, thanks so much for joining us. Trump or Clinton, who's better for Israel and why?
Well, apparently from what I understand, Trump is better for Israel. His advisor, his main advisor, Jason Greenblatt, is an Orthodox Jew with a very strong connection to Israel. And Trump understands what Israel needs to do to protect itself, more so than the Obama administration, and more so the extension of the Obama administration, which is Hillary Clinton, who a few years back, if anyone doesn't remember, was hanging tight with Yasser Arafat and his wife, and listened as Yasser Arafat basically issued a new modern-day blood libel against the Jewish people, saying that we poison the water of the Palestinian people, which is, as anyone knows, an absolute lie. And Hillary Clinton didn't bat an eye and hugged Arafat's wife right after that speech. So we know where she stands with Israel. She's not good for us. She's going to implement more closures on building in the settlements. And we know that Donald Trump is not going to do that. He's going to move the embassy to Jerusalem, finally. And he's going to let us do what we need to do to protect ourselves and thrive.
You mentioned Trump's aides, and they put out a 16-point plan. I just read some of the points earlier in the show. So you believe that that Donald Trump will be able to implement some of those 16 points in terms of bringing the embassy to Jerusalem and all the other things as part of the plan. You think he can implement that?
It's the hope that he can implement it. That's what we're trying to figure out. The fact that he would even issue some of those points in the plan are very, very good signs and shows that he has a very clear understanding of what the Jewish people need to do in their own land to protect themselves and to thrive, and also to innovate and to export all of our innovation and medicine out to the world. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, when you clamp down on Jews being able to build in their land, it's a problem.
You know, I've been doing this man on the street here for a few minutes here, and it's about 50-50, I think, in terms of people who would rather Clinton in the Oval Office and those who would rather Trump in the Oval Office. I've interviewed born Israelis. I've interviewed people who made Aliyah, a variety, a different diverse group of people here. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's so even, at least this in this unscientific interview, man on the street? It's about 50-50.
I think, look, we live in a very polarized age where you either see things black and white, and there's very little gray anymore, it seems. People either see one way or they see the other way. You're either a liberal or you're a conservative. You're a Democrat, Republican. It's built in it. You know, it's everything's like binary, you know. It's like we live in the computer age where everything's binary, and so are our views. Maybe our iPhones are influencing us in more subtle ways than we're even aware. But what was the question?
bottom line, Donald Trump, you say.
Look, everything's polarized, and basically people see things one way or another. And people, if you're a little more liberal-leaning, you want Hillary Clinton. She represents liberal values, and she's a woman, and, you know, never mind that she's a crook and a possible murderer. But, sorry, you can edit that out.
No.
Keep it. No, but Trump and people who are more conservative and, you know, understand sort of like what's going on a global level in the world and that we're in a lot of danger, see Trump as someone who sees that vision as well. And he's gonna protect Israel, and he's going to protect the rest of the world.
There you have it from Dougie in Jerusalem, and congratulations to the Cubs, baby.
Dougie Fresh, that is.
Dougie Fresh, big Cubs.
Let's go Cubbies.
Thanks so much. Have a great day. And with those comments from Dougie, I think we're going to end the Man on the Street segment. We had a diverse group of people, born Israelis, people who made Aliyah, a few tourists in the mix. I mean, it seemed pretty even. I mean, I'll have to go back and listen to the audio to actually, if I want to count how many Trump supporters were there, how many Clinton supporters were there. But it seems pretty mixed here in Israel, and I saw all these kinds of polls come out in terms of, you know, professional polls come out in terms of who people think would be better for Israel. Time will tell. The elections are tomorrow when you're hearing this broadcast, if you're listening for the first time the day before the elections. And we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens. Again, I know it. I said it before in this program, and I'll say it again. I really did not want to spend so much time, perhaps on lines with what Yehuda HaKohen, our good friend, said. You know, it doesn't really matter. And all the other things Yehuda HaKohen said about the upcoming election. I think that was probably one of the most poignant interviews that we did here out on the streets of Mamila, on the streets of Jerusalem. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what it means. But we all know there's a higher power behind the scenes. And that's what really matters. Anyway, this has been another edition of Israel Uncensored. The Land of Israel Network on thelandofisrael.com. My name is Josh Haston. Don't forget to get in touch with me during the week, josh@thelandofisrael.com. And I appreciate and read all the emails. Got some really nice emails this week. But I don't have them in front of me because I'm on the streets of Jerusalem. So I appreciate the emails. I'm back on Facebook. It's Joshua Haston, H-A-S-T-E-N, on Twitter, at Josh Haston. And stay in touch. We'll see what happens next week. Maybe we'll bring it up just a little bit, the results of the election and what they may or may not mean for Israel. Thanks so much. And most importantly, as always, between now and when we speak next, be safe from the streets of Jerusalem. Bye-bye. Founded in 1902, World Mizrahi is a global, Torah-driven, community-focused educational organization committed to Jewish identity and destiny. The Land of Israel Network is powered by the Mizrahi World Movement.